You're listening to Aftermarket on Bree. I'm Mia, and I'm joined by Milo.
Hey, everyone. Today, we're looking at a pullback in U.S. stocks from recent highs, softer consumer spending numbers, and a rally in drone stocks after a new tariff order. Also on the table, mortgage rates climbing to a fresh high, a bruising week for Brazilian markets, and sugar futures heading for another weekly gain.
Let's start with the equity market. U.S. stocks slipped back from their all-time highs, and the pullback is being tied to new data showing consumer spending softened in July. The read-through here is that investors are weighing just how much demand can keep carrying the market.
And on that same theme of consumer sentiment, there's a fresh survey headline suggesting Americans are souring on the economy, with inflation concerns still front of mind. Nothing on number readings in that survey. Just the direction of the mood.
Elsewhere in the same session, the Dow was holding steady after surprise retail sales, while Applied Materials took a visible dive following its earnings report. We don't have the size of that move or the earnings details, but the direction is clear, and it's tied specifically to what the company reported.
So the picture is stocks giving back some of their recent gains as the spending data lands, sentiment turning cautious, and at least one big mover, Applied Materials, reacting to its own numbers. Worth watching whether that spending softness keeps weighing on the next session.
Now to the rate side, where soft retail sales came in below expectations and moved U.S. rate-sensitive assets. The dollar dropped to its lowest level since May, as the weaker report dimmed expectations for a Federal Reserve rate hike.
That same soft data also pulled the two-year Treasury yield lower for a third straight week because it chips away at bets on Fed hikes in the coming months. The longer end of the curve went the other way for now. The 10-year yield inched higher as traders digested the figures and kept an eye on the Middle East, where the U.S. said its naval blockade of Iranian ports could continue indefinitely.
And on the inflation theme, silver was trading above $65 on Friday, following soft inflation data earlier this week. So the core story is one weaker retail print shifting expectations across the dollar, yields, and precious metals alike. Turning to tariffs, drone stocks rallied during the session after an order hit foreign-made drone components. The stated aim here is to scale up U.S. defense manufacturing and, in the reporting's words, chip away at China's drone dominance.
There's a second angle from the same day. The U.S. hitting China with 100% tariffs on drones specifically, with stocks rising ahead of more data still to come. So the picture combines an order on foreign-made components with a full 100% rate on Chinese drones.
What we don't have is company-level detail. No named beneficiaries or specific rally sizes. The link between the tariff action and the drone stock move is there, but the transmission, company by company, isn't spelled out. So the follow-up is which components are covered, how broadly that 100% rate applies, and who the named winners look like. Staying with a souring kind of mood, this time in housing. Mortgage rates hit a recent low at the end of February, then rose sharply at the start of the war with Iran, and are now sitting at their highest level in over a year.
And that's showing up in sentiment directly. Housing investors are describing the current market as their worst in at least 3 years. No numbers given, no exact rate, no magnitude on the climb, but the direction and the timing are clear, and it's biting investor confidence.
So the chain is a swift run-up in mortgage rates from spring onward, and a housing investor base that's calling this their toughest stretch in years, with rates now at their highest point in over a year. Across the Atlantic, Brazilian assets are posting some of the biggest losses in the world this week as investor angst builds ahead of the October presidential election. The reporting frames it as a bruising week for Brazilian markets, driven by election-related NORBs rather than any one verified catalyst.
What's notable is just how broad that description is. There's no breakdown by asset class, no specifics on equities, currency, or bonds, and no single index or fund named. The size of the losses isn't quantified either.
So what we're left with is a clear mood. Brazilian markets having a rough week amid election jitters. The thing to watch is how positioning develops as that October vote gets closer. Finally, commodities. And here, the move is up. London white sugar futures are heading for a third consecutive weekly gain, and they're slightly outpacing raw sugar on a relative basis.
At the same time, refining margins are being kept near their highest levels in 2 years, so the rally is adding to margins that were already steep. No price levels or percentage figures supplied, just the direction and the relative picture.
So the signal in play is sustained white sugar strength alongside those elevated margins. The questions going forward are whether that weekly gain holds through London's close, whether white sugar keeps outperforming raw, and whether those refining margins stay near the 2-year high. So to wrap it all up, stocks pulled back from their highs as consumer spending softened, rate-sensitive assets moved on weak retail sales, drone stocks rallied on a new tariff order, mortgage rates climbed to a year-plus high, Brazilian markets had a bruising week, and white sugar kept climbing. A lot of moving pieces. Thanks for listening to After Market on Bree.